रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 94 द मूल बल. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Ravana came to the hall of audience and even in his grief and dejection seated himself on the throne like an angry he-lion. He sought counsel with himself for a long time. Weak with sorrow and with his body worn and faded that left him pale, he turned to his generals and said with folded hands of request, "Every one of you must now go forth into the battlefield, surrounded by your troops, horses, chariots, elephants, and foot soldiers. Let Rama and Rama alone be your quarry. Hack him to pieces with your weapons, which should descend on him like thick rain from monsoon clouds. If you fail, I myself shall deal the death blow to him as he lies there in the presence of you all, his body riddled with your arrows." Thus commanded, the Rakshasas drove to the battlefield in mountain-like chariots and on mighty elephants and horses. With bolt, broadsword, axe, rapier and other weapons, the Rakshasas attacked the monkeys, and they returned the blows by bringing down upon the Rakshasas huge trees and mountain crags. From bright dawn to sunset did that dreadful battle rage between them. Neither the Rakshasas nor the monkeys would stay their hands or draw back an inch. Red dust rose high and hid the troops from view. But soon, torrents of blood like mountain streams brought down the dust. Elephants and chariots were the two banks of the roaring flood. The horses disported themselves in it. Flags and pennons were the trees that lined the banks. The crowding carcasses were the rafts that crossed the stream. The monkeys, wet with this torrent, leaped here and there and broke the flags, armor, chariots, and horses of the Rakshasas. They tore with claws and bit with teeth the head and hair, nose and ears of their enemies. As a huge tree bends down under the weight of innumerable birds, one Rakshasa was borne down by hundreds of monkey heroes. The Rakshasas, mighty like mountains, dealt out death among the monkeys with chills, swords, axes, spears, javelins, and other weapons. Sore beset by those night rangers, the monkeys sought refuge with Rama, in whose shadow the worlds rest in peace. Raghunatha grasped his mighty bow, bent and strung it, and pierced the hearts of the huge Rakshasas so that they dared not draw near him. How could the clouds come near the noonday sun in all his glory? The Rakshasas were dazed and terror-struck by the wondrous deeds of valor wrought by Rama. In fact, they could not raise their eyes and behold Sri Rama, who put to rout the boundless Rakshasa host and burnt down their most redoubtable car warriors. Can anyone set eyes on the tornado that brings crashing down the tall trees of the forest? Its work of destruction is all that we see. The Rakshasas were cloven in their limbs, they were maimed and torn, they were scorched by the fire of arrows. The bones were broken, they lay dead and dying. But none could catch a glimpse of Rama, who moved in their midst fast and furious. Have we ever set eyes on the soul that animates our bodies, fashioned of the five elements? We infer its presence by the experience of the five senses. Even so, only the Rakshasas felt arrows of Rama striking them, but himself they could not see. It is he that strikes down the elephants. It is he that shatters the cars. It is he that slays the horses. It is he that slaughters our soldiers. Thus each Rakshasa mistook another for Rama and they killed one another. It was all the work of the Gandharva Astra shot by the mighty warrior. Hence, they could not catch a glimpse of Rama, who made short work of their forces. Now they beheld him everywhere. There were thousands and thousands of Rama on the battlefield, bow in hand. The Rakshasas took the forms of Rama himself. It was but the abject terror of the Rakshasas and not the magic power of the Astra that made them mistake one another for Rama. "Ravana, my fear grows upon me and I behold thousands of Ramas wherever I turn my eyes." These were the very words of Maricha. Rama faced his foes on all sides, whirling around and shooting deadly arrows. Only the tip of his gold-decked kodanda was visible to the Rakshasas. They saw a burning wheel of fire as Raghuvira sped round with the speed of thought. When a boy whirls round a glowing brand, what meets the eye is but a blazing circle of light. Rama, facing his foes on all sides with incredible speed, gave one the appearance of being everywhere. Only the tip of his bow was visible and not himself. It was verily the chakra of Mahavishnu. His body at the center was the hub. His strength of arm was his radiance. The arrows that stringed their way from it were the spokes, and the bow itself was the rim of the wheel. The twang of the bow and the sound of the impact of the string and the hand were the roar of the flames that shot from the chakra. His prowess was the eye of the intellect. The sheen of his body was a luster radiating from it, and the might of the divine weapons was his boundary, sending the Rakshasas by thousands to the house of death. With a bow in hand, Rama looked like the chakra on the day of dissolution. In the space of the eighth part of a day, did Sri Rama manage to destroy all by himself 10,000 anikas of cars, 18,000 anikas of elephants, 10,000 anikas of cavalry and their riders, and 2 lakhs of anikas of infantry. One anika or chamu consists of 729 cars, 729 elephants, 2,187 horses and 3,645 infantry. Elephants and horses slain, cars smashed and foot soldiers destroyed. The huge Rakshasa host, shorn of pride, ran towards Lanka. Elephants, horses, chariots, Rakshasas and Vanara heroes lay there in mountainous piles. The field was like the playground of Lord Rudra in the height of his wrath on the day of dissolution. Devas, Gandharvas, Siddhas and sages sang the praise of Rama, shouting, "Well done! Well done!" But he turned to Sugriva, Vibhishan, Jambavan, Hanuman, Mahinda, Dvivida and the rest that stood by his side and said, "I have the power of wielding this Gandharva Astra. So has the Lord Parmashiva at the hour of destruction. Do not think that I used magic to destroy in a second countless Rakshasa hordes. It is only the potency of the Astra." Thus did Sri Rama, like Indra, the ruler of the gods in strength and valor, make short work of the Rakshasa forces. His mastery and skill in wielding weapons, human and divine, was immeasurable. The heavenly hosts sang his glory with overflowing hearts. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.